Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. It's Miss Rachel and Brian.
I love the way you come in. Hello.
Yeah. And I'm like, hello, friends. Yes.
Yeah. Hello to our friends out there. We're
exactly.
glad you're back.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Brian, mm-hmm. we are talking about questions that we can ask each other, parents to kids, kids to parents. Mm-hmm. And I have a question for you. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
All right. Are there any activities you would like to try? And what are they?
Oh, yeah. No, I love that. Personally,
yes.
One of the things I've been wanting to kind of get into, and again, this is a peek into my psyche, is I've always wanted to be able to play an instrument, right? I'm 36. I think I'm past the point.
No, you're not.
I could. Mm-mm. It's my brain just doesn't work that way. music is a challenge. But I love that question. What about you?
Yeah.
What's something you're trying to – is it try? Say it for me one more time.
What are the activities you'd like to try?
Okay.
And what are they?
Yeah.
So there might not be some new activities, but activities that I would like to go back to.
Okay.
One of them is golf. So – back in the day when I was a low-level executive, right? I don't even know if I'd call what I was an executive. But I needed to learn how to play golf, or I needed to know how to play golf. So mm-hmm. I went to the – we lived in California at the time. So I went to the local Parks and Rec Department, Manhattan Beach, for anybody in SoCal.
I have no idea where that is.
I know. But I'm happy. It was awesome. L.A. County. Anyways, so I learned how to play golf.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how to play golf anymore. My husband tries to teach me when we go to different places and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I don't remember any of it. But now as I'm older, I want to come back to it, you know, because that was a while ago. That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'd like to try that again. So that's just been something I've been thinking about. So.
As you've been talking, I was thinking about this question. And, okay, different ages and different stages are going to answer this differently.
So
I've been thinking about toddlers, infants, younger children, right? They're in that stage of wonder,
yes.
right? We talk about wonder a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think might come out from a question like that? And how does a parent then address it when, yeah, all activities are new? You're three, right? Like, walk me through that.
So when we're asking that question of let's say a three-year-old, maybe they want to play soccer, or maybe they can't even say, I want to play soccer. I want to use the ball. I want to do this. And so then it's finding out like, okay, well, what excites you about that particular thing?
Mm.
And then you get to find out from them, all right, what movements do they like to do? Are they tactile? Are they, the fine motor skills? Or do they need to get their feet in the sand? And maybe it's something different. So it's finding out more about them. It's connecting with them in a different level. But what's fun about trying and asking that question is then they'll want to try more. And they see in you like, oh, this is okay. Let's keep exploring. Because like you said about the wonder stage, their imagination is real.
Yeah.
So they might come up with activities that you've never heard of. Go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they may mm-hmm. say like, oh, I use this bat and it's not really a bat. It's a sword, or it's not a sword, but it's a sweeping instrument. You know, how can you keep going with that game or activity that they came up with?
Yeah. And engage that imagination piece.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that because it just creates that much more out of what might have been simple of like, we picked up a stick today.
Yes.
That's all these things, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this one, too, from a middle schooler's mindset. Again, we're talking ages and stages.
Mm-hmm,
they're very
mm-hmm.
concrete. And so I think it would be hard. And so my middle school friends, if you're listening, I think this is a hard question for you.
Yeah.
I really do. And parents, if you're going to ask this to a middle schooler, no, it's going to be a hard question because we're thinking in concrete what ours.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the what could be's.
Mm.
So I think for a high schooler, particularly like an older high schooler, junior, senior, they're already thinking that way. Like what experiences am I going to have in college? Which, again, could be a different way of framing that question, or what activities do you want to try in college? I had a friend who did scuba diving, right, as a college class. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
But I think for a middle schooler, it's hard because they only know so much and they only know what they know.
Yeah.
That this also might be something of, hey, an inviting question of, hey, I'd like to try this with you.
Yeah.
I think about skydiving, which is probably not what most people think about, but I can't wait to, like, do that with my kids someday. right? Like, oh, hey, let's go skydiving together. That's a new experience. It's something that I'm probably ever going to do once, but who do I want to share that with?
Okay, that is super awesome, Brian. And what I want to encourage the parents and kids out there is this is something that maybe your kids don't even know that's a possibility.
And this question
opens it up to them of like, hey, this could be a possibility of us to do together.
Yeah.
Whatever that activity is. There's something that you said about, you know, for middle schoolers, it's going to be hard. I think that asking that question to find out what it is, because maybe they'll surprise you and say,
Absolutely.
Well, like, hey, I really want a rollerblade. You know, I see that that's cool on YouTube right now. I doubt it's cool right now, but there could be something, you know, and then you make it happen. How can you make it happen and then make that connection point with them?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just heard that and just wanted
to. No, absolutely. Well, and I think. Again, to address, hey, YouTube is a place where our students are discovering.
Oh, yes.
Particularly our middle school students. So be ready that it might be off the wall. It might be to meet my favorite YouTuber. It could be any number of things. But knowing where they're getting their stuff from.
Is absolutely important.
And where their imagination is being sparked.
Yeah.
I think the internet is doing that for middle schoolers.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the time. Okay. We've got a break. You guys go ask that question. Come back and hear our answers. But we love you. Go talk. Catch some time. Oh, we got to scaffold the question. How do we bring it back to Jesus?
Oh, how do we bring it back to Jesus? Well, you're being curious about what gifts God has created you to, you know, he's created gifts in you.
Yeah.
And so you're being curious of how am I going to use those gifts in this activity? And is this something life-giving that I could give to other people?
Ooh, wow. That's really good. I had none of that.
Awesome.
Like, I was like, I don't know how we're going to scaffold this question. This is why you're so good at this, Rachel.
Oh, back at you.
Yeah, so now take some time, get in the conversation, and then we'll be back in just a minute. We're back. So, Rachel, asking you that question, I want to scaffold it. Hey, how do you see God using that gift of all of that into – how is that teaching you more about Jesus, I guess?
Absolutely. So my answer of the activity I wanted to try again, for me it's again,
it's
golf. And it will – so as my kids are starting to move out of the nest, it will bring back time with my husband.
Mm. Catching time somewhere else.
Yes,
hey.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. So time with him because I'm looking at moving them out, right?
Yeah.
And so how can we spend time together and renew our connection time together? Mm-hmm. So my youngest did play golf before, so maybe it could reignite with her.
Yeah.
Although she's got other interests now too. But asking her this question, I can find more information, you know, that I don't already know. But it's appointed – here's the, you know, appointed question that I can then be like, okay, and so how can I use those gifts?
Yeah. For me, mine was learning to play guitar.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yes.
My wife, who will hate if anyone finds out, she's rather musical. JT, my oldest, has wanted to get into music. And so I could just see this as one of those things where, hey, if we actually had a conversation about it, hey, Dad wants to learn guitar. You do too. Like, let's go learn together, right? I think that would be cool. How I think – if I knew how to play guitar, it would grow my relationship with God. I think I'd find new ways to worship. I think I'd find an intimacy in worship too. It could be really cool.
Yeah.
And I think it would be him using that gift to honor him, but also to grow me, right? And I think I think that's, for me, how I see God using that, if I were to pick up that activity.
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. All right, you guys.
All right.
That was awesome. And from Miss Rachel and Brian, we can't wait till next time. See you then.
See you then.
Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.